Oh, there are folks out there, program folks, who still have servers in their closet and they're very comfortable with that server because they know it, they see it. And it seems like if that spending doesn't have to come through at least some centralized spot, it's going to be difficult to get them to give up that server.
Right. And so the thing that we need to look at is what needs to happen with the server. It could be that the server is just fine where it is. It could be that. Or it could be, you know, that server is putting out a lot of heat and using a lot of energy. Yeah. There's a more cost-effective way to do that. So if we're going to, say, take someone's server away, what are we going to give them? You know, we talk about taking things away, but we need to talk about what you get by it. So cloud computing, it's not a silver bullet, but in many respects, it can give that person that's hugging a server a whole lot more capability than they would have if they just had the thing heating their feet under their desk. So sometimes it makes sense to go status quo, and sometimes an end user, a customer, can get a whole lot more out of exploiting technologies like cloud. And what we have to do is understand what that is and have a strategy about exploiting it.